T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I was at the SLU basketball game yesterday against Fordham when I found out the news about Kobe Bryant. I think it was Dave. You text me at first, and I looked at my phone. I'm like, you got to be kidding. This is not true at first. In fact, it was. And I heard a great report from CBS News correspondent Steve Futterman last night in the aftermath of this news breaking. I tuned in right away as I got out of that basketball game, Steve, as you were just finding the information. First of all, how are you this afternoon?
I'm doing fine. Listen, I'm a Laker fan, Kobe Bryant fan, have covered him over the years, good and bad. I was actually in Eagle, Colorado briefly to cover that part of the Kobe Bryant story, which is part of the story. You can't ignore that, too, the good and the bad with anyone's life story. There was a lot more good than bad. I was there when they lost the championship. I was there when they won the championship. Just a very, very sad story. You know, I was talking to someone right now, the fragile nature of life. 48 hours ago, many of us, many millions of people, I'll put myself in the group, would have said, can you change your life with Kobe Bryant? Yeah, I'll do that. I'll change my life with Kobe Bryant, a successful, millions of dollars, have everything set for me. Now, no one would trade places with him, obviously.
Hey, Steve, what do we know about the accident itself? And after I chat with you, I don't know if you've heard this, there's a piece of audio out there from a podcast from a while back where he was talking about how he used private helicopters because it afforded him the opportunity to still pay attention, you know, pick his kids up from school and things along those lines.
Listen, he used his helicopter, not every day, not all the time, but to some degree, he used a helicopter like most of us use our cars. He, in his final years with the Lakers, and obviously it's very expensive, but he was a very wealthy man. He would fly from his home to Staples Center on the helicopter to play a game and then fly back on the helicopter. He just did it for several years. He liked to use the helicopter. The journey he made yesterday from the Orange County area up here to Ventura County, it would have been, I've taken trips like that in my car all the time.
Mm-hmm.
He wanted to take the helicopter. He liked the helicopter. And it's just so sad that that's obviously the reason that this has happened. We're trying to find out, obviously, more details. The wreckage is still in the foothills. It hit an area that doesn't look to be inaccessible, but it's very hard to get to. And the authorities are having a tough time. They have not even removed all the bodies yet. That could take possibly up to several days. The NTSB is here. They're going to look at a number of things. First of all, weather conditions. It was an overcast day yesterday. I'm not trying to suggest thick fog and clouds where you can't even drive on the surface. No, it wasn't like that. But it was an overcast day, and that can present problems. The LAPD had grounded its helicopter force, so the Sheriff's Department. You weren't banned from flying, but some people felt it wasn't safe enough. So that will be one question. Another question, the pilot was apparently making a maneuver just before the crash to go higher above the cover, the clouds, as they call it. Did something go wrong in that attempt? Did he do something incorrect? Did the helicopter malfunction? That's another thing. And obviously, the third thing is malfunctioning of the helicopter.
Steve, look, when a moment like this happens and he was only 41 years old, someone I don't have that personal connection with Kobe like a lot of people do. Certainly someone like you in L.A., I would kind of maybe consider myself more of a Michael Jordan person. But there's no doubt the influence that he had on athletes here in St. Louis, for example, in a mentoring role. And you mentioned the trial and what happened with that. That's something I don't know even the rules on that, because you saw someone, I think, from the Washington Post who tweeted something that might have been insensitive and inappropriate who got fired. But like you said, it is part of the story.
Well, if you put it in context, I think you can mention it. It's not the lead to Kobe Bryant's life. It is part of his story. It's, you know, life wasn't, there were some struggles for Kobe Bryant, you could say, after talking about all the accomplishments. Yes, he won 5 championships. Yes, 2 gold medals. Yes, an Oscar. I don't know if anyone's won an NBA title and an Oscar. By the way, I covered all those. He had tremendous games. He had 81 points in one game against the Toronto Raptors. But I believe it was 2003, he was charged with sexual assault, rape, against a young woman in Eagle, Colorado. The case was dropped. She did not want to testify, cooperate, and then they did have an out-of-court settlement. That is part of the story. Kobe Bryant had a very rough relationship for a while with Shaquille O'Neal. They had to trade Shaquille O'Neal. The two could not even be teammates. That was sort of a struggle for Kobe Bryant, too. By the way, those two did finally find a way to come together again. And if you look at Kobe Bryant's last game as a Laker, this is one of my favorite Kobe Bryant pictures, as he goes off the court after scoring 60 points in this last game and really helping the Lakers come from behind to win, just a dramatic win. Didn't mean anything, but except for the symbolic nature of Kobe's last game. When he comes off the court with 4.1 seconds left, he gives a giant embrace to Shaquille O'Neal, who had come to the game.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. And, you know, some of the I saw the tributes, obviously tributes at the Grammys. I don't know if you were there. You were covering that story as well. But also the tributes for NBA teams basically taking the, you know, the delay of game penalty or whatever they would call it, the shot clock violation, right?
Yeah, it's interesting. The shot clock violation is 24 seconds. The midcourt, bringing it up front court, is 8-second violation. What were Kobe's two numbers in his career? 8 and 24. Interesting. Tomorrow, though, at Staples Center, the Lakers will have their first game since Kobe Bryant's death. They're playing their crosstown rival, the Clippers, and I have a feeling that's going to be a game that will bring tears to lots of people at Staples Center as they pay tribute to Kobe Bryant. I don't know what they have planned, but I'm sure it's going to be quite moving for the players and the fans and for anyone who watches it on TV.
And then one final question here on services or anything, because I can't imagine that there is not going to be something that's also public along with a private memorial.
I would think so, but we don't know right now. I mean, we're wondering, could it be like the Michael Jackson salute, which was at Staples Center? Might it be something like that? It's really up to the family. If the family wants some families just do not want to deal with this. They're in so much grief. And remember, it's not just Kobe. There's a 13-year-old child who died in all this as well, his daughter. So I don't know if they want to do something like that. I'm sure the fans would like something like that, but I don't know if the family's going to want to do that. But it is possible. We're all wondering whether there will be a big public memorial service for him as well.
CBS News correspondent Steve Futterman. Thank you so much, Steve.
Take care.
All right, take care. I mentioned the audio. I wanted to play this because, Dave, this was from a podcast with Alex Rodriguez talking about, and it makes sense when you listen to it here, why he used the helicopter.
But then traffic started getting really, really bad.
Kobe's family.
Right? And I was sitting in traffic, and I wound up missing like a school play because I was sitting in traffic. And this thing just kept mounting. I had to figure out a way where I could still train and focus on the craft, but still not compromise family time. And so that's when I looked into helicopters and be able to get down and back in 15 minutes. And that's when it started. And so my routine was always the same. Weights early in the morning, kids to school, fly down, practice like crazy, do my extra work, media, everything I needed to do, fly back, get back in carpool line, pick the kids up. And my wife was like, listen, I can pick them up. I'm like, no. I want to do that because, like, you know, you have road trips and times where you don't see your kids, man, you know? So, like, every chance I get to see them and spend time with them, even if it's 20 minutes in your car, like, I want that.
Yeah, makes sense. And unfortunately, well, look, you know, I think airplanes are pretty safe when it comes to flying. You don't have too many air disasters, and they get highlighted when you do. And unfortunately, hundreds of people tend to die. Helicopters are a different story. And there is risk there. And I think a lot of celebrities, and I get the convenience factor, but, man, can't go back and do it again.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.